This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, 80% of churchgoers, 78% of Americans profess to be Christians, okay? But 80% of the churchgoers want pastors to address culture issues. First of all, in all fairness, anybody wants to challenge me on doctrine, please do, because I'm not claiming to have all the answers here, but I am sticking to the word and to the Constitution concerning all topics as a reference to correct the wrongs and the ills in our society today. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 80% of those that go to church want pastors to address culture issues. Firstly, I would like to lay to your candor, why would you want your pastors to address culture issues? Why is it the pastor's responsibility? When you look in the New Testament, pastor is referenced one time. And to correct this ill, the pastor has no business leading any church scripturally. When you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. So here's where we're in trouble right off the bat. But let me go on. 80% of churchgoers want pastors to address cultural issues. You think, is that the purpose? I mean, I've made reference to John Adams when he said this over 100 times, literally, friends, that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Of course, they should be addressing the issues. And I want to make reference to this as well to bring this into the conversation during the next hour here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. At no time, listen to me carefully, at no time has any preacher from any pulpit in America ever lost his tax-exempt status as a 501c3. And furthermore, if you read IRS Publication 557, you'll see that churches are not even required. But if you go outside of that, then the IRS comes in and begins to help define what a church is and what a church isn't. As if they're to reconstruct what the Word of God has to say. But they do it anyways because the American people have let them do it. And what we should be doing is asking the validity of those that want to correct the Word of God in the first place. What is it premised on? Lawlessness, unconstitutionality. They have no business doing it in the first place. But again, going back to the point, not one preacher from any pulpit in America has ever lost its tax-exempt status as a 501c3. So what now is their excuse? They don't have one. They've never had one. And you're in trouble today in America morally because the church has failed to magnify God's law against sin. Now, that wasn't the case back in the 60s, friends. My wife's grandma is 98 years old. She said all the way up until the 60s, the law and the prophets were preached every Sunday on the Sabbath day in America. the law and the prophets were preached every Sabbath day in America. And what we have today, friends, once again, is we have none other than Jude 1, verse 3 comes to my aid. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, not licentiousness, not lasciviousness. He goes on, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old ordained unto this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they're preaching a false grace today, which is used for the occasion for the flesh. That is not the grace of the Bible. Go to Webster's 1828, Noah Webster's dictionary, look up the word grace, and you'll see that it's the empowerment to restrain from sin. And furthermore, if you've been crucified with Christ and you've been baptized with Christ, well, then you're risen again, Romans 6, to the glory of the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's real grace. That is real grace, and forget it not. But going on here, friends, 80% of churchgoers want their pastors, which is unscriptural, to address culture issues. By the way, friends, it's all of those, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor, Ephesians 4:11, that have all the end game, friends. And we're all to do the work of an evangelist, by the way, regardless if you're an apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor. Just for the record, scripturally. Now, look at this. This study, and by the way, the title of this new study is directed and respected by the pollster, Dr. George Barna, and conducted by American Culture and Faith Institute. Barna polled spiritually active, politically conservative, and moderate Christians and found, listen to all these different names they're putting on Christ, which he is none of them. They are eager for their pastors to teach, unscriptural, them what the Bible says about today's social and political issues. Of course, politics is not separate, friends. God gave government in this country. Exodus 18:21. That's why you see Moses on all of your civil buildings throughout the United States of America. The study tells us that the members of the congregations are hungry to learn from their pastors, unscriptural, and other church leaders what the Bible says about today's issues. In fact, more than 80% of the 78% that profess to be Christians in this country, and namely these respondents, thought it was extremely or very important for their pastors, unscriptural, to talk about cultural topics such as, listen carefully, abortion and the beginning of life. 91% of the 78% of those that profess their Christianity are trying to figure out why the preacher is not preaching against the sin of abortion. It's murder. Thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20. Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Another topic is religious persecution and liberty. 86% of the 78% of them that profess Christianity in this country want the preacher to preach out, to give a knowledge to liberate, and to show them their duty before a just and a holy God concerning religious persecution and liberty. Poverty and the church's response. That's 85% of the 78% that profess Christianity. They want to know, and they want to be taught by the preacher from the pulpit what the Bible has to say about it. Well, here, let me tell you this. Why don't you read your Bible? Because you'll probably find that you'll know more than the person that's preaching from the pulpit in the first place, because there are over 300,000 pulpits today that are responsible for what's going on in this country because they remain silent when they should stand up and protest. Amen? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, or my Twitter account for what it again is worth. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, stick to topic. And furthermore, I'm already getting some responses from the first segment. Know what you're talking about in full before you stick both feet in your mouth. I say that with all due respect. I know my wife just came up to me and told me that we just received a phone call concerning two people that lost their 501c3s. The second one, we're friends with the individual. It's untrue. And the first one, why don't you bring about the circumstance in order for you to understand why he lost it? He did something very, very stupid and illegal. And in that particular case, I don't even know that he lost it. He forfeited it more so than he lost it. And also want to let you know that DJ James Kennedy was the one that actually brought that information to us. He passed some time ago, 8 years ago, and he said, I don't know why pastors aren't preaching out against the topics of the day. He said, that's why we're in trouble. And by the way, for those that haven't heard this, Dr. D. James Kennedy also, who preaches to the world every day of the week, and he still has been preaching, and he's been dead for 7 to 8 years now. When I was spending some time with him in Florida, he was the one that told me he had a pastor meeting, and all these pastors from the world globally came together to his conference, and his church at that particular time was being protested. Protestant has meaning. And an individual came up to him and he said, Dr. Kennedy, why is it that your church is being protested? Dr. Kennedy's church is being protested by the homosexuals that wanted to marry each other, which has nothing to do with homosexual marriage. And again, just to reference the point and understand, which is a fact, there has never been in the history of mankind gay marriage, homosexual marriage. It's just, it's creative and it's contrived out of thin air, friends. And it's daring the justice of God, believe me. And on the heels of the homosexuals, as I always interject, is what? Your sworn enemies. That's right. You can't advocate what God condemns and not expect something to come behind it. You open the door wider, and that's exactly what's happening. Going back to the individual that went to Dr. D. James Kennedy and said, says, why is it that your church is being protested? Dr. D. James Kennedy said back to him in all sincerity, friends, and all severity, friends, and said to him, you mean your church doesn't get protested? Your church doesn't get protested. No, friends, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. 99% of these 78% that I'm highlighting right now have no understanding of redemptive power, the power of God unto salvation. Because the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. And it's foolishness to them because they don't understand the power of God is unto salvation, friends. That's just where we're at today. Okay? So many that profess that they're Christians, nothing could be further from the truth. And what I'm doing right now, by the way, to get back to topic, if you want to call in at any time, that phone number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, stick to the topic and have your facts before you give us a call. Cool? In all fairness, and I'm saying that with a cool, well, a half smile on my face, like we're in this together, right? If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's get back to this Barna research in the study in which 80% of those in congregations are hungry to learn from their pastors. Pastors have no business leading the church. And again, going back to the first segment, a pastor is only referenced one time in the New Testament. How is it that that one time is usurped? How many times the word apostle has been brought up in the church? The apostle leads, the prophet goes with, and the teacher goes with as well. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Okay? Let's get back to this. We just highlighted that we have, concerning the topics, abortion and the beginning of life, 91% of those 78% want to understand what Scripture says about abortion. Well, I just told you, Proverbs 6:17. Okay? Now go apply it. Protest. Poverty in the church's response, 85% of the 78% are hungry to know what they're to do. Well, help the poor. It's our job, friends. Culture restoration. Go back to Jeremiah 6:16. Go back to the old past, but you'll find that Jeremiah found out that the people wouldn't have any of it. 83% of 78% of those that profess their Christianity said, we want restoration. That's good. Then get busy. Sexual identity, same-sex marriage, unscriptural, obviously. If we were to leave it up to the homosexuals, we wouldn't be here today. If we were to leave it up to the lesbians, we wouldn't be here today, friends. Again, common sense. We all have a daddy and a mommy because that's how God created all of us, friends. Transgenderism and LGBT issues, 82% of the 78% in the church have no understanding scripturally of as to how they're to deal with it. It's an abomination. Scripture tells us. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and by the way, 27 other references in the Bible concerning the sodomite lifestyle, which is an abomination in the sight of God. So why are we here today, friends? Because people don't know the word. 78% of them that profess to be Christians don't even know God's government. They don't know His will. They don't know His word. And going back to the point of they don't know His government, they really don't. You know, I'm going to the New Testament. Listen carefully. 1 John 2:4-6. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments. What are his commandments? That's where you lose them right there. Well, we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's true, but what was it before that? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So many people think that the New Testament is the fulfilling of the old and the new, which it is, friends, but you can't watch two parts of a movie and understand what it's about if you don't watch part one, which is the very character of God. And remember, Jesus came about and said, I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. Guess what's in the Old Testament? And guess what's in the New Testament? When you read Matthew 1 in the New Testament, guess what it does? It begins to highlight the genealogy of what? All the Old Testament patriarchs. So when you read the New Testament, you're going to sit there and say, well, who are these guys? Well, that's part one. You missed part one. Read Genesis all the way to Revelations, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Without further ado, I want you to listen to this. Hollywood put out probably 10 years ago a movie on the Ten Commandments, and in all fairness, we went and took our kids to it. It was probably one of the best movies because it stuck to the scriptures. And to be honest with you, I was a little shocked they even put it out. This is about 10, maybe even a little bit longer than that, about 12 years ago. But at the end of the movie, the Ten Commandments, which stuck to scripture verbatim. Again, impressive. Good for them. That was their original intent in the first place. C.C. DeMille's The Ten Commandments, right? Well, they stuck to the script. And interestingly enough, at the end of the movie, there were special features. And it went to a youth group. And when it went to a youth group, all these kids in youth groups across America were asked what the Ten Commandments were. They were asked what the Ten Commandments were. And throughout the duration of probably about a 3 to 5 minute video, they did nothing but laugh at the fact that they didn't know God's moral law. Well, let me ask you, then how do they belong to Jesus? Because we know that in the book of Luke, it shares with us the rich ruler that ended up in hell that wanted Father Abraham to go over and warn his five brothers of this place called hell. And what was the response? The response was, they have the law and the prophets. If they don't want to go ahead and take heed to the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Don't sit there and tell me you belong to Christ when you don't know his moral law. You can depend upon this, friends. If you're not moral, you don't belong to Christ any more than Judas did. It's a scriptural fact. I just read it for you. Now, going to the adults, I have this audio for you. Can you recite the Ten Commandments? Now, again, let's go back to this. 1 John 2, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Many of these people... Oh, we got 1 minute left on this segment? Okay, I'll set it up. Many of these people, again, claim to be Christ. Keep in mind Galatians 3:24, which is in the New Testament, declares unto us, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. We are the Gentiles, friends, not the Jews in whom the oracles of God were given. Romans 3. Okay? We are the Gentiles. Paul was sent to the Gentiles. Paul is the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament to the Gentiles. That's us. And again, I want to make clear that you understand the distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Because Christ did not abrogate the moral law anywhere. He came about to magnify it. Read Psalm 40. Read Hebrews 10. Furthermore, look at the accounts in the New Testament. You know what the law says. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not lie, all the way through. Friends, Mark 10:17. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah. No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting the hypocrisy of what we're seeing out there in this country, friends. Keep in mind, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Listen to what it's given by God to do. It is profitable for doctrine. That's what I want. For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's many people out there that don't want to be perfected, and perfect is the furthest thing from their vernacular. Who are you to judge me? I'm not judging you. I'm correcting you because that's what love does. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way, but those that understand real love, guess what, friends? They fall in line with it because that's what it says. We want to please God here, not man. Amen? And interestingly enough as well, friends, isn't it interesting that the early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecutions? But today the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity, and of course, comfort. Isn't that interesting? Folks, what I want to do is I just highlighted 1 John 2:4 during the last segment. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. How many of these professors that claim to be and belong to Christ that don't even know what his commandments are? Listen carefully again, friends. This was actually a segment called, doing live radio. Can you recite the Ten Commandments? Now we're going to the adults. There's a couple kids in here. But listen to the stupidity concerning the ignorance of what the Word of God declares in his law.
I knew these at one point.
Adultery.
Why are we in trouble?
I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not covet thy Lord thy God in vain.
Number three.
And honor thy father and thy mother. Thou
number
shalt
five.
Not kill. Thou shalt not
six.
Commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet
seven.
Thy neighbor's good. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
She said that twice.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, she said that twice. Oh. So she knew three of the ten. Good for her. If you're going to gauge it according to what you're hearing.
Don't talk to Steve Cullen. Wait, no, no, erase that.
Keep holy the Sabbath day. Don't swear. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Don't swear is not a one. Don't lie. Don't murder.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's goods. Thou shalt have Sundays as their holy day of worship.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not murder.
These are adults.
Steal.
Three.
This is intimidating. That's the problem here. I
intimidating
know
to know
mother,
the God deal. They declare that they love.
Should not covet your neighbor's wife or commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not.
Isn't that funny? I mean, these are adults.
How many is that? Two?
And the joke is on themselves, to their own demise.
Honor false gods. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy
not what it says.
Goods.
Doesn't say that neither.
Have any other gods before
that's number 10, by the way.
Father and mother, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt make holy the Lord's day. Which ones did I miss? I'm sure I missed a couple. How many did I say? Seven.
She missed half.
Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't worship other idols.
Yeah. I know the most important one is thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay. Now, these were the adults, friends. These were the adults. And the best that we got was one that could name off four. The rest of them could probably name three. I'm giving them leniency, let me tell you. And the majority of them could only name one. And if they even made reference to the moral law of God, guess what? They were taken out of context, and it's not what it said. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. By the way, friends, I can get my son on the radio right now. I can get my six-year-old on the radio right now. I have four boys here under the age of 12 years old that they can all recite them like the back of their hand. If they don't know what the right thing is, you have to show them how to right the wrong, which drives them to the Christ. And that law always drives them to the foot of the cross anyways, where it can do no more. The law condemns us. It does not justify us. We're justified through grace, friends, the grace of Christ, if we believe and we act upon what His Word declares. So you understand. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19:7. Okay, and then going over to Galatians 3:24. But again, how are the kids to know what sin is? Most of these people, if I was to ask them the question what sin is, as a matter of fact, someone give me a call and define sin, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm throwing some questions out there for you because I want you to answer them. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about 78% of the American people in this country. When I do tea parties all across the country, I'll ask them to name the Ten Commandments. I've never, ever had one person tell me what all the Ten Commandments are. And through memory, friends, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach. Why? Because the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Heart to God, a hand to man. No work done for self, which means servile, friends. Number five is honor your father and your mother. That means to hold them in high esteem. It's the first commandment with promise. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Number seven. Seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Number nine is thou shalt not lie. And number ten is thou shalt not covet. I write them down almost on a daily basis. I put his government in front of me for the very purpose that I know his judgments, that I might not sin against him by the grace of God. David said in Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now, because we have so many people that are partaking with my request right now, sin, 1 John 3:4, is the transgression of God's law. Most professors today call it, well, it's just missing God's mark. No, it's not. That's not scriptural. Who told you that? The pastor that has no business preaching from the pulpit in the first place is the one that told you that. And by the way, this isn't just, folks, this isn't just like a handful of people I'm talking about. Out of all the speaking engagements, which has been thousands, literally, when asking the question, can you tell me God's moral law? Or can you tell me what sin is? They're completely bewildered. And then they wonder why their country's in a mess. And then they wonder why the corrupt politician is the one given the microphone. He's got, or she's got the microphone because the professed church won't use it. A bunch of cowards is what they are. And again, friends, I want to tell you the greatest advocate to immorality in this country are the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent when they should stand up and preach out against it. That's why you're in trouble. And furthermore, only exemplifying and exhibiting, friends, the biblical vernacular and the ignorance that goes along with it, they don't even know what the Word of God says. And yet the Bible says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. John 14:21. I mean, folks, this is a no-brainer. And now what you're settling for is corrupt politicians not even knowing what the Constitution says. Of course, but first it started in the professed church. And now the professed church is sitting back saying, let Donald do for us what we should be teaching him. You're the worst of men. You really are. I'm ashamed of you. And I'm ashamed of you because you're not ashamed of yourself. You're pathetic. And it's, friends, let me ask you this, and I've asked this 100 times in my ministry. Why is it that I'm the only one angry about the sins of society? It talks about it. How come you're not afflicted for the sins of Joseph in the book of Amos? How come you're not angry about criminals murdering the baby? Oh, now what you've done is you've softened the blow instead of enforcing the law, you don't know. Now you just call them names when you're complaining about the left and the liberals calling you names. It's a no-win situation. You lose. Game over. And for those that, if this is the first time listening, I want to tell you something, friends. I get phone calls just like I did today. Bradley, I don't know where to go to church. Go to church at home. Read the Word of God. Jesus said, you'll know concerning the doctrine. Follow me. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Study and show yourself approved. A workman that rightly needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Friends, you're supposed to know the Word of God. And don't call yourself a Christian if you don't act like one. Yesterday I brought up the fact that how many times people accuse Christians of the very things Christ died to cover with his blood. When Jesus was here incarnate over 2,000 years ago, he was rebuking them too for their lack thereof. And when you look at the hypocrisy of the professors, at least get them right. They're pretenders. They're hypocrites. They were the ones that crucified Christ along with the Herodians and the Pharisees. Because they were jealous of him. They were envious of him. They wanted what he had. And they didn't want to lose their place or their position. Read John 11 when you get a moment. After Lazarus was blown out of the grave, well, they said, well, we can do nothing against this miracle. Because he's the resurrection and the life, right? And the next thing they did is they gathered together and said, we got to get rid of this guy. And the high priest, what does he do? He prophesies the murder of the spotless Lamb of God. And he said, do you not know it's profitable that they planned and conspired to kill the Christ? Because he was doing what they weren't willing to do. And friends, I want to tell you something. I strive to know him for who he is. If you want to know the God of Moses, then do what Moses did, right? If you want to know David, do what David did. And there's a difference between Amaziah and Hezekiah. One did what the Word commanded, and the other did it in part. We don't want in part. God is not the father of those that are in part. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. That's the New Testament, friends. Matthew 6:33. Also read Jeremiah 29:11-13 when you get a moment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know, it's interesting. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. When I was broadcasting, we're at over 70 affiliates across the United States right now, and in 53 countries secondary, right? And so in saying that, it's interesting to note that when I was broadcasting, I was with Salem Communications for 13 years, and I was broadcasting. It was interesting, friends, how we wouldn't get very little response on air live, but we would always see our enemies write about each show, and we'd also catch wind of those radio personalities in Minneapolis and St. Paul, where they were attacking the things that I was saying on their radio programs. And this is happening on a nationwide basis. But I also want to tell you what's profitable about what I get to see is the conservatives can't act like liberals anymore. The professed Christians can't act like a bunch of Judases anymore. A bunch of patriots can't act like a bunch of Benedict Arnolds anymore. You getting my point? You raise the bar. This is what the word says, not what this guy says. And friends, and in many cases, what should bother you is not so much what they say, but what they don't say. That should bother you. And you need to pay attention by what they don't say and what they do say through their actions more than anything else. When I'm out on the East Coast especially, I had a friend call this morning, and I had actually called him back, Trace out in North Carolina. And we started having a conversation. He just got me lit as to what he deals with out there. And I started to think about it, and as a matter of fact, that's why I'm doing the show today, is for my friend Trace. And for those that are listening right now, as to what the scriptures state, not what your opinion is or what somebody told you again. But in saying that, when you go out into the East Coast, it's interesting to see all of the churches that have these signs, come in here, revival on Sundays. They have to advertise what they can't in the Holy, or by the Holy Ghost, produce. And you see it all the time. You see it especially down south. Come in, having revival. Well, let me firstly tell you, you can't revive what isn't dead. Until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you, first and foremost. That is scriptural. Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51, verse 17. And then look what Jesus, the prerequisites that were given. Deny yourself, take up your cross. He who tries to find his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. So on and so forth, friends. But it reminds me of something Leonard Ravenhill rightly said. He was a prophet. He said, you never have to advertise a fire. Everyone comes running when there's a fire. And likewise, if your church is on fire, you will not have to advertise it. The community will already know it. That's why you've made this radio program the number one during the weekend and the top three during the week. Folks, because you can't make this stuff up. And it's in me, friends. I'm telling you wholeheartedly, it is in me because I am sick and tired of people out there professing to be one thing when in fact, folks, they're just the exact opposite. And you've accepted this. I mean, from the likes of what comes to my mind first and foremost is politicians. You accept politicians as when they say one thing through every cycle, and then once they're voted in, they do the exact opposite of what they promised they would do. You've been conditioned, and you're doing it to yourself, America. It's just that simple. I think some of you have already heard this in the past, but I want you to hear it again because it really is that important. And it's about a guy named Alexander the Great. Now, if you haven't heard of Alexander the Great, he was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. What he did is he conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army, but one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep. And what he did is he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. And as he was walking, he came across a soldier that was asleep on guard duty. Are you listening to me, professors? It's a serious offense, both in the natural and in the spiritual. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death, because what would happen would be the commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. Well, this particular soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him, recognizing who was standing in front of him. The young man feared for his life. Alexander the Great said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. The soldier said, "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What's your name?" My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" And a third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir," like many of the professors today in the face of opposition. "Okay, I'm so sorry. Did I offend you? Did I offend you for telling you what Jesus may have or may have not said? Forgive me." Pathetic. A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye and said, "Soldier," with intensity, he said, "either change your name or change your conduct. Change your name or change your conduct, America. Did you hear what I said? Change your name or change your conduct or change your name." So many people want to look, you know, you've seen during the campaign about all these pastors trying to get to Donald Trump so they could have Donald Trump change America for Christ. I mean, God is more than able with or without you, because the Holy Ghost will not be straightened, friends. You're not going to control the Holy Ghost. But the fact of the matter is look at the message that the professors in America, not all of them, but most of them, easily, hands down, have taught the likes of Donald Trump. We want you to do for us what we believe and we profess and proclaim every Sunday from the pulpit what Christ can do for us, but we just don't want to adhere to Christ's words to get it done. And that's a fact. I mean, look at the book of Acts, friends. It's nothing but a book of Acts. And again, the church is looking for Donald Trump, and God bless his righteous efforts, by the way, to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves and their kids. Shame on you.
That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting when you hear this message, and some people would say, oh, this message is so in your face. You know, it's interesting how when we go to the schools and we talk to the young people, they always say, you're talking about speaking in their language in a way that they can understand. In fact, some of the responses, it's like coming out of a coma. It's like the lights went on. That's the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We're speaking in a way that, yes, is a very black and white, in your face way of saying, listen, we need to wake up. We have a country that so many people have fought, bled, and died to preserve, and we need to make sure that as they have passed the baton to us, generations, you know, from them, we need to make sure that we preserve that freedom, both liberty in Christ and liberty in our nation for generations to come. And that brings you to the point of our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. That segued beautifully, although I didn't even think about it. But really, that's what a son or daughter of liberty is. That's someone who cares about our nation, cares about our country, wants to see America restored back to the foundations, and is not afraid to speak the truth and say it like it is. And I like to tell people, you can feel good about what you're supporting, because we here at the Sons of Liberty, like Bradley always says, we're not sitting behind the microphone. We're out there doing, being doers of the word and not hearers only. We're doing events throughout the United States. Bradley's writing columns for several columns across the United States every single week. We have radio 6 days a week. Everywhere we go, we are passing out literature, gospel, tracks, reaching out to people at gas stations, grocery stores, as we're traveling doing events. Not to mention so many other things. And for those of you who have maybe not checked out our website, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look at all the wonderful products and materials we have in our store. But most importantly, check out our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. Maybe you've heard me talk about this several times, but you've actually never taken the time to stop and look at it. Please do check it out. There's several different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's best for you. You can stretch your faith and go beyond if you want to. But please feel free to give to this ministry, who is actually making the best effort through our actions and faith by our works to reach out to not only this next generation, but to young and old across America. It's kind of interesting because you can't really peg us as one thing. You see ministries out there, their main thing is, you know, pro-life, okay? Which is great. Their main thing is this, that, or the other, or reaching out to these people or that people group. Our ministry is so unique that we're not just to young people. We're not just to old people. We're not just through radio. But we're also on television, and we speak on kind of like a smorgasbord worth of topics. I think hearing the radio program is kind of like going to the all-you-can-eat buffet, you know. You're getting a little bit of this and a little bit of that to fill you up to go out and do the same. So please, take part with us. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button. In fact, when you first get on the landing page on Sons of Liberty Radio, it's the button that says spread the word. So if you want to make it easy, think, I want to spread the word. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click that button. The information is right there in front of you. It's easy to do, and you can feel good about supporting this ministry and reaching out to the next generations of Americans.
We'll love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, friends. That's what it says. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.